You're not alone.
Good day, X-Wing community, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines Podcast, an X-Wing podcast dedicated to the backbone of this community. That's right, the mediocre players. And in today's episode, I want to talk to y'all a little bit about list building. And the way that I'm looking at it is there are essentially six different categories that I'm looking at for list building. Now, some people might say there's more, some might say less, depending on who you talk to, but hell, this is my podcast, so we're going to roll with it. So, the six different categories that I have lists, have types of lists, are ace lists, swarm lists, meta lists, thematic lists, control lists, and combo lists. Now, you'll notice that there are lists that you can build that are going to tick most of these different categories. So what I want to start with first is talking about ace lists. What is an ace list? Well, first and foremost, an ace list is typically going to be 2 to 3 ships, maybe with some factions you can squeeze a fourth one in, but typically you won't see that, and you're going to deal with high agility ships that have multiple reposition options, and have a decent number of red dice. Usually you're going to be looking at 3 on this. So for example, some of the most typical ace lists that you'll see out there is going to be the Imperial Aces. So Vader, Suntir, Duchess, you know, Vader, Echo, Grand Inquisitor. You know, those are going to be your typical ace lists. And I think what's there's two big factors that go into the ace list. The first one is your positioning. With aces, you're putting more of your points into a fewer number of ships, so your points matter more. So you have to be able to effectively position yourself and your ship in the place that you want it to be, where it's going to take the fewest number of shots. Sometimes that means you're not going to be throwing any red dice. Sometimes that means your green dice aren't going to hold up. That's the risk of flying ace lists. But typically what you'll see with that is those high agility, highly maneuverable ships, so good dial, decent fire bio. That's what's going to be your ace list. Now moving to the next segment or category, we have swarm list. Now a swarm list is typically going to be the opposite of that. So a swarm list is going to be basically as many bodies as you can get on the table. So typically a swarm list will make up between 5 and 8 ships. The most common ones you'll see are the vulture swarms, although you can see something similar with TIE V1s, TIE swarms, TIE bombers. It's just multiples of what you'll usually see is multiples of a single chassis, but with some factions you can kind of play that around. You can throw multiples of a couple different chassis and still have an effective list. Now, with ace lists, what you're trying to do is you're trying to position and keep your ships out of firing arcs. With swarm lists, what you're trying to do is you're trying to make sure your firing arcs cover enough of the board that no matter where your ace, where the aces go, they're gonna get shot. And that's just the simplest way that I can put that. So moving on, now we got meta lists. Now meta lists are constantly changing, and sometimes meta lists are swarm lists. Sometimes meta lists are ace lists. Sometimes they're control lists. This aspect of list building isn't, I mean, it's kind of I should really put an asterisk here, because when you're building meta lists, you're not so much building a list as you are copying it. Now, as you get a little more familiar with how to play and the list building aspect, it becomes a lot easier to look at meta lists and make changes that fit your style, or flavor to taste, as some like to say. All right, next we have thematic lists. Now, thematic lists, these ones you're not typically going to see in competitive play, but X-Wing is so much more than just competitive play. And sometimes it's fun to put Lando, Wedge, and Jake all in a list, or I'm sorry, Lando, Wedge, and Dutch, since no, I'm getting this wrong. Ignore me here, but definitely Lando and Wedge together are in a list, because hey, they blew up the Death Star, right? I'm pretty sure there's one other ship, but I can't remember the pilot's name right now. But or Darth Vader with a bunch of Black Squadron aces. That's a or not aces, but Black Squadron ties. Jeez, I cannot. Anyway, sometimes it's fun to just build a list around something that you've seen in the Star Wars universe. Poe with Temin Wexley. And here's the great thing about it, is these lists don't have to be competitive, as long as you're having fun with them. That's the whole point of the game, right? I mean, we're literally grown people pushing plastic spaceships around a giant mouse pad. You gotta be able to have fun. And sometimes it's fun to be thematic. All right, next category is control lists. Now, control lists are going to take advantage of aspects of the game such as stress, ions, tractors, any in-game effect that lets you mess with your opponent's plans. So typical control lists or control pieces that you might see out there, Forlom is a great control piece. Cavil with ion cannon turret. I know these are all in Scum, but there are other control pieces out there that really can affect the game. And either area denial, like with the TIE bombers with the death pizzas, the proximity mines, those ships, that's in, it's a swarm control list because it's a whole bunch of area denial. So you're effectively controlling where your opponent can and can't move if they want to not take damage from those mines. So when you're building a control list, you want to look at the different tools that are available to you and tweak them, and look at them to best manipulate the strategy of your opponent. To basically, you're trying to throw a wrench into their system. You could be doing that with any number of effects, or bombs, or turrets, or torpedoes, or missiles, whatever. If you can effectively, if you have multiple ways to effectively disrupt your opponent's plans, you're building a control list. That's basically how that all works out. Now, the last category that I want to talk about in this episode is combo lists. Now, a combo list is simply just taking multiple aspects of these different lists that are available and putting them together. So I've seen combo lists that's, like an ace mini swarm, or putting a control piece in with a couple of aces, or I'm trying to think of some other examples here. But basically, like, I don't know why I didn't think it's malware, right? Malorus with three Epsilon Quadrant Cadets and Kylo Ren. That's a good combo list. You've got a mini swarm with an ace attached to it. So those are the things that you want to look at. Maybe you like different pieces and you want to take some of the information that's available on all the different X-Wing websites out there, and build your list that way. That's one of the things that we talked about in one of the previous episodes, is looking at the data that's available to help you build a list to the best of your ability. Now, again, for some people, like for me, list building is one of the parts of the game that I enjoy the most. It's basically trying to solve the puzzle before you get to the mat. That's what I really like about it. So that's why I'm spending so much time talking about list building. But for some people, it's not that big of a deal. They just want to fly. And for those people, there's nothing wrong with taking the hard work of people like me, right? And I'm a bad example of this, by the way, because I have yet to come up with a list that is meta-defining. Although I will say that I've stumbled across some lists that I played and then went back to and that I played and kind of stopped playing them, and then they were a similar variant to something that eventually became meta. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, the whole point of this is find what you love about the game and use that to help springboard to the other areas of the game that you're having trouble with, or maybe you don't like. I can't stress enough that, we all know that this is a fun game. And we're ultimately going to be the ones that's going to keep it alive during this transition from FFG to AMG. So find what it is that you like and move on from there. All right, I think at this point I'm rambling. I'm going to apologize right now. My brain is just absolutely shot. So I think I'm going to wrap up this episode. But I will throw a couple of teasers out for those that have made it this far, and I probably should have done at the beginning, is I'm going to take a couple more episodes and I'm going to bring on a couple of guests to discuss list building and how they go about that. So hopefully we'll see you in the next episodes. This is Sailor Joe signing off.
You're not alone.